But first, we're going across the ditch. There's been a lot of interesting music coming out of New Zealand over the last few years. We've been playing tracks from Marlon Williams. Indeed, we've talked to Marlon Williams and Aldous Harding. And now it's time to meet Tiny Ruins. That's the alias and music project of Holly Fulbrook. She's about to put out her third album. It comes out on Friday. It's called Olympic Girls. But we're going to start with a track from her second album, Brightly Painted One. This is me at the museum, you at the Winter Gardens.
Nobody feels old at the museum. Nobody feels cold in the Winter Gardens. We'll roll on. Cutting it fine with the clock on. We'll persevere. Carry on working there. Me in the museum, and you in the Winter Garden.
Me at the museum, you at the Winter Gardens. That's from the album Brightly Painted One, the second album by Tiny Ruins, who is better known to her family and friends as Holly Fulbrook and is in a studio in Auckland. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
That's, Tiny Ruins is not actually a solo project exactly in that you record and tour with a band, but I'm assuming that the songwriting is a solo enterprise.
Yes, I usually write the songs vocal and guitar on my own, and then I take sometimes a really rough sketch of the song to the band. The musicians who I've been working for a number of years now, Cass, Alex and Tom. So, yeah, it has evolved into more of a band, really, especially with this new album. There's still an element of it being sort of me steering the ship, I guess. Definitely in terms of the songwriting, yeah.
And presumably it's also fairly fluid that you call up people as you need them as well, if you want extra sounds on the album.
Yeah, we have a good friend called Finn who plays any number of sort of organs and keyboards and vibraphone and brass, and he's a fantastic person to get on the phone if we need him. Other sort of textures like strings. I myself play the cello, which is very handy. Even though I'm very rusty these days, I can still get that sort of textural feeling of the strings by layering up some cello. And also another good friend, Siobhan, sometimes lends violin. So we're a tight-knit group who have worked, like I said, across two albums and an EP together. And we've toured a lot together now as well, so We generally record just the four of us in our practice space. That's how we recorded the new album.
And music seldom comes from nowhere. You know, the impulse to make new music comes from listening to other music, being inspired, mm-hmm. I suppose. Mm-hmm. So what inspired the young Holly?
Definitely, I feel like my major influences as a child were the Beatles, with whom I was obsessed with. I had all of my parents' vinyl, and it sounds very cliche, and I don't know how many musicians have the same story, but all of my parents' vinyl, which they'd sort of stopped listening to, I sort of, you know, coveted in my bedroom with this old record player, and for a number of years that's pretty much all I listened to. And around the age of 7, I think because I was so sort of passionate and keen about the Beatles and kind of any music really that I heard, my parents were kind enough to get me started on cello lessons. And from then I really admired the cellist Jacqueline Dupre. I saw, you know, a film about her when I was maybe 8 or 9. Mm. And and then as I got into my teenage years, I sort of definitely branched out and discovered more sort of esoteric and contemporary indie music. And
so when did you first hold a guitar?
I picked up the guitar when I was 11. My mum played the guitar, and she had one, actually a really beautiful Suzuki guitar that she'd bought when she was in her 20s in Spain, and it had been lying under the house in the basement for a few years. I'd never sort of seen her play it since I was maybe very small, 3 or 4, and I guess then she got kind of overtaken with raising 3 kids and all kinds of other stuff. So actually my grandfather was visiting us, and he unearthed this guitar when I was about 11, and he taught me my first chords. And that I remember that day vividly, because I just played these 3 chords for Amazing Grace over and over again, and I just couldn't believe that I could play the song so quickly and also sing to it. It was really exciting, and pretty much since then I was sort of very much in love with the guitar and learning the guitar.
You're listening to The Music Show on RN. I'm talking to Holly Fulbrook, who's also known as Tiny Ruins, who's about to release her 3rd album, which we'll speak about in a moment. But I'm just interested in you. I gather you studied law and you threw up the profession for the far more lucrative life of a singer-songwriter. But you've also got an English degree, and I wonder whether how that affects you as a songwriter or any kind of writer, the fact that you've studied great literature.
Yeah, I was at uni for 5 years, and I was writing songs throughout that period, but I wasn't performing them or recording them or even considering being a musician at all. But the fact that I had to read and submit so much writing, I think really helped my writing. It helped hone a style that I think before I was studying was quite loose and maybe quite flowery. I can't really remember, but definitely towards my 4th or 5th year, I remember turning a corner with my, or it felt like, you know, it felt to me that I was turning a corner in my songwriting. And that's when I sort of chose the name Tiny Ruins and decided to actually make a little go of it. So it was once I'd graduated that I, sort of started taking music more seriously. But certainly the law was important, because I was, you can probably tell, I'm quite verbose and talk and write a lot, and whittling down those sentences to the very necessary words was something that law really helped me with. So, yeah.
And also, I wouldn't like to be the first agent or record company executive or booking agent who tries to exploit you.
Well, that's a good point. Although, I don't know, a law degree is so very theoretical, and when you get into the real world, it's completely different, and you do have to have your wits around you. And I don't know if a law degree can really, prepare you for for the music industry, to be honest. But
no, I suspect there's very little that can prepare you for the music industry. Let's talk about Olympic Girls. Actually, let's talk about the song Olympic Girls, because we're going to listen to it. I suspect that a lot of the music, a lot of the songs that you write come from moments in your life, which is not to say that they're necessarily autobiographical, but things happen and there's a song coming out of it. But tell us about this particular one.
Olympic Girls, I suppose it is made up of a number of different memories, and it is a song that jumps around in terms of time, and that the narrator is observing how life and time itself can kind of disappear and be quite fluid. So it was based actually on an experience that I had when I was 18, almost 19, where I was on the back of a bus, a Greyhound bus, travelling from Dallas, Texas, up to Chicago. I was travelling about after I finished high school, before I started university. I went on a few adventures, and yes, I met someone on the back of a bus who had just been released from prison, and we had sort of a 13-hour bus journey together. So he shared his whole, life story with me, and it's always stuck with me. And while the song isn't just about that encounter, it is generally about freedom and, the ways that we can feel free and the ways that we can't. And that's a broad way of putting it. I don't like explaining it completely to its core, but...
Well, what's the Olympic reference?
The Olympic Girls, that was actually a comment that he talked about watching the Olympics from within prison with all the inmates, and it was well, first of all, just seeing the Olympians, you know, doing these incredible feats in gymnastics and, you know, all of the beautiful costumes and glory and physical beauty and talking about how that the Olympics really were like the world outside that they were missing out on. And yeah, that image really stayed with me, that was one of the big things for him, having been in prison, that was what he'd kind of wished for and hoped for, was something close to that vision of the Olympics, and yeah, that strength and freedom.
Let's hope he hears the song.
I hope so.
Holly, thank you very much for being my guest on The Music Show. Holly Fulbrook, also known as Tiny Ruins, and this is her song.
Stirring, shaken, all of us waking under the same cover of sky. You said my freedom feels like a white lie. Sweet on the back seat, another day bolder. A love spell rushes you by, the smoke and the smolder.
That's Olympic Girls, the title track from the new album from Tiny Ruins, and Tiny Ruins is going to be on tour in Australia in April and May. In support of that album, the album itself is out on Friday, and you can find the dates for the tour on The Music Show's website.